Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone. Leah Mattinson here from Master Your Life. Thank you so much for joining me for this next wonderful episode of Insight, Intelligence, and Inspiration to help you live a better life. I am broadcasting here from Camrose, Alberta, Canada. And today we're going to be talking about the Shenanigan Fest that is happening in my beautiful community that might also be you globally. So without kind of further ado, one of the things that's been really weighing on my mind past several months is the of assisted suicide and the push for assisted suicide in the population here in Canada. And it's really come to the point where the Canadian government is encouraging people to consider offing themselves if they have got any kind of depression, mental health problems. But more horrifyingly, even than that, is homelessness. And it was shocking to me, a poll that was done. Now, there's, you know, arguments about polls and statistics, but, you know, where the stats came from, where the poll came from, but that in this one poll, it said that there was 50% of people said that they would consider talking to somebody who was in poverty and suggesting that that was a good way to their future, that they would consider taking their own life. So I guess I just want to kind of get back to basics. I'm like, what is going on in Canada, this beautiful country that I love, that is changing our moral structure? And for those of you who've been listening to the show, you know, we're 7 years and running now, you know that the basis of it is trying to have moral intelligence. That's, you know, part of it. So where's the morality gone so far askew that now we are suggesting to other human beings that it's a good idea to take their life when they are struggling? And lots of people are struggling right now, because especially because of the last 2 years with the whole other Shenanigan Fest of COVID and people's losing their businesses, their homes, their livelihood. Lots of small businesses went under, you know, so unless you're, you know, completely sheltered by working within a corporatocracy somewhere, lots of millions of people were affected over the last couple of years. Credit ratings completely decimated. People who've had steady work and been good contributors to their countries in the last 2 years have had their credit scores decimated, and their ability to get loans or to own homes absolutely changed. And so, you know, we're not just dealing with people who were the old, quote unquote, down and out people who were addicted to stuff, although that's another huge problem here, but just people who straight up are in poverty right now. Also happening in Canada, inflation, you know, everywhere worldwide, they're just, the government's printing more and more money. And it's like this whole idea of free money, you know, so I was at a recent meeting and somebody said, oh, well, we'll just stop paying our taxes. And I just got to tell you that that, in my opinion anyway, is a complete joke, because it doesn't matter whether or not you pay your taxes. They're just going to keep printing money in order to pay for whatever they come up with next. So this is a, it's absolutely evil. And so maybe that's, you know, sort of getting back to the moral conscience of why Canada and lots of countries in this world are in the shape that they're in, is because we had a structure that was based on morality, where life had value, and that seems to have changed, and that human life had value, intrinsic value for its being our divine right to belong here on this planet, because we were put here by God. And so there was sort of an understanding, at least for some parts of the population, that we're a divine creation of God, and that as such, we shouldn't be messed with. But as people become more secular, or they don't understand where they come from, or they don't have a connection to God, they really don't feel like they're divine. They just feel like there's some, and they've been told, useless eater, that why should they take up more space or oxygen? What right do they have, for God's sake? Well, that's exactly my point. For God's sake, they do have a right to be here, and they're supposed to be here. Again, for those of you who've been listening to the show for a number of years, you'll know that the impetus for the show also was my father having a genetic disease that was incurable, and that it's, you know, where everybody ages, everybody gets older, and some diseases cause you to age more quickly, and for that aging process to not be very nice. So now in the Huntington's community, there was big celebrations probably about 2016, when Sue Rodriguez here in Canada, who had ALS, was given the nod to be able to have medically assisted suicide because she had ALS. So lots of people in other disease families that have difficult diseases went, amen. Like, look at this. We can, and I don't mean they went amen. They didn't do amen, because God, there's commandments. There's this little funny thing called commandments. And the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. And that means yourself, not just other people. So the basic moral fabric of our world has changed so much that we have forgotten that basic operating principle. And so when you have lost that, the seriousness of it, it's a mortal sin. So people go, well, what does that mean? Well, it's one that you're not supposed to do. It's a really bad one. So killing other people, or thinking about killing other people, or thinking that your own life isn't worthwhile, is something to reconsider, because it is worthwhile. It's important that you're here. You're here for a reason. God maybe only knows what that reason is, but you're supposed to be here. And so people who are telling you otherwise, or if you are telling yourself otherwise, take a moment to do some biblical study and find out why you're here. Find out, you know, who created you, who's your creator, and why it's so important that you're here and that you honor your life. And if you have a spiritual director or a pastor or a priest or somebody that you can actually talk to about spiritual things that maybe you don't have any understanding about, or this is the first time you're kind of hearing this, you know, reach out to somebody to talk with them about it. Or you can even just watch something simple like Bible in a Year, Father Mike Schmitz. So that's on YouTube. So, you know, you're spending your time watching the zombie apocalypse. Why not tune into that and at least find out a little bit of the history of what everybody considers a written piece of work that really hasn't been, that has intrinsic value for how we conduct our lives and how we understand what's going on in the world. Because evil has always existed. It's in there plainly what we're up against. But we are up against, you know, things. There is nothing new under the sun. But that, I think just a lot of people, including myself, have taken for granted that these things are known, and they're not known. And so the psychology of this medically assisted suicide is psychological, a psychops on the general population. And I will speak to it because in our own Huntington's group of people, there was people celebrating that their siblings were able to make the decision to take their own life. And I had to sit through conferences listening to that. And that it's like I couldn't speak up about it because I felt like if I did, I was violating what their beliefs were. But I am going to take, it's like I found the courage now to speak about it because it's very near and dear to my own family and our family story. And maybe it is relatable to your family as well, because it's like it's not something I would have ever thought about before. Like it would not have been okay to make that decision, no matter how much of a quote unquote burden you are. You're not supposed to decide the time of your death. That's up to God. And with the psychological manipulation constantly of thinking that you are a drain, or that you're not enough, or you're not up to scratch, or you're not contributing enough. Or that there's something wrong with you because you've got sadness, you know, long-term sadness. Lots of people have long-term sadness. They've been dealing with nothing but families falling apart, over-medicating themselves, being over-medicated by the medical community, their children being sick. This has gone on for decades. So yes, people are sad because there's lots of stuff going on that is not happy. Yeah, there's lots of stuff that isn't happy. There's lots of stuff that's really, really challenging. And if other people are encouraging you to throw in the towel, or you are contemplating throwing in the towel because the government is now sanctioning this action, it doesn't mean that it's right or righteous. And so I just want to, I guess, encourage anybody who is out there right now struggling with this medically assisted suicide or the big push towards children now. You can be a mature minor and say that you, are feeling sad and your doctor can sign off on that. So it's coming hard and fast, guys. I just am mind boggled by the conversations that we have to contend with these days. And no kidding, it'd be maybe easier to check out because it's difficult times. It's hard to have these conversations within our families. But one of the things that is a port in the storm is when you understand that the attack is on, who the attack is on. And if you're in that group of people, then you need to do more to shore yourself up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Do what you can to get together with other like-minded people and don't get talked into offing your parents or offing off anybody in your family that is having a difficult time with their finances or dealing with depression. Talk to them, get yourself to a good spiritual advisor who is not in alignment with medically assisted suicide. And there are people in your community who will be those people, but you need to know who they are. And you can ask pretty simple questions, just ask, what do you think about medically assisted suicide? What do you think about abortion? And so if people go, no, I think that's okay to take people out when they're having a hard time. Or, if you can't buy the groceries for your family, I think it's okay to check out because life's hard, and that might be, it's just so mind-boggling, you guys. A couple of years ago, I started this other podcast called Recovery Road, and we had an insurance advisor on there at the time talking about this change in insurance, in life insurance. So it used to be when you had life insurance, if you committed suicide, you couldn't collect, that there was no value to that life insurance policy. But the changes in life insurance now are that if you have in Canada, anyway, you guys can check it out in your country. If you have insurance for 2 years and you decide to commit suicide, your insurance policy will pay out. And so I'm going to myself, why would the insurance companies agree to do this? Like, why would that be the case? What is going on that there's been this change from, no, it's not okay to take your life to, yeah, go ahead. What has changed? What has changed? Like there's a loss of understanding. There is an ignorance of biblical knowledge, which are the keys to your life, longevity, and happiness. And so I don't talk about the Bible much on the podcast because, again, I assumed everyone was sort of under the same modus operandi as me. And maybe that was, again, ignorance on my own part. But I just want to encourage everybody to get out of the ignorance zone and become wise, like wise up to the agenda that's going on that's trying to take your health and your life from you, and your family and your peace of mind. Because real peace of mind is when you commit to living this life out fully, no holds barred, listening to what it is that you're supposed to do. And man, there's so much tough stuff. And I've shared a lot of things on this podcast with people about the tough things that have gone on in my life. And going that when you're, and in other guests' lives, you know, so we've talked about lots of wins and lots of losses and then overcoming those challenges. But the overcoming the challenge is the big human experience, you know. So what are you doing today to overcome the challenges in your life? And, you know, for those of us who are aware or conscious, are praying all the time, you know, praying for things. And some people call it meditation. So if you're meditating on things, praying for things, but your desire in your heart is for things to be better, not to check out. And so that just want to encourage you all to find people who can help to support that mindset, not people who are discouraging you from staying alive on this planet and participating in it in the way that you were intended to participate in it this time round. So there's my little rant about MADE. And, you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail because people disagree with that. They think that when you're suffering with something, that you should have the right to take your own life and you should have the right to encourage other people to do the same. And so that's just a different operating principle. And from my heart, I'm speaking, saying that when you know that it's a mortal sin, why would I ever say that that's okay for anybody that's in my group or in any other group where the people are vulnerable? And so it's not okay. And the figuring things out is tough. Absolutely, 100% it is. just try to find somebody in your area who gets that pro-life is the only way to be, and pro your life. And then connect yourself with those people and hang out with them and be joyful with them in this crazy journey that we call life in 2023.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So I will get off my soapbox about the MADE for the moment and talk a little bit more about some of the healing technology that can actually help you to relieve pain in your body. Because maybe that's part of the reason why people want to check out. They're in a lot of pain, physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain. And so again, if you're listening to this on the podcast version, that's awesome. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so grateful to have each and every one of you listening to this recording. And also share it with your friends. Make sure that you're spreading the news far and wide, just about being loving life, and that you are worthwhile, that your place here is important. It's essential. It's not even important. It's essential. You are essential. You are. So without further ado, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the iTeraCare therapy devices. So I've had this iTeraCare therapy device now for 8 months, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are absolutely raving about the amount of pain decrease there is in their bodies. So there's three different wands. The red is a classic. It's 800 terahertz. The premium is 1,000 terahertz, and the pro is 1,100 terahertz. So these are both warm and cold therapy at the pro level. So people are using it, everyone from moms at home, on their little ones, on themselves, on their pets, and on their plants. And professionals are using it as well in their practices. So acupuncturists, doctors, physiotherapists, and massage therapists. So the list kind of goes on. The terahertz frequency is between infrared and microwave, and so it perfectly resonates with living cells. So that's plant, animal, human. So if you want to use it to improve your own health, you can do that. If you want to improve the health of your pets, if you want to grow great plants, you can use this therapy device for doing all three of those. So I've had lots of questions about just how does this work, and does it work on this? Does it work on headaches? Does it work on rheumatoid arthritis? Does it work on cancer? Does it work on inflammation? Does it work on autoimmune? Does it work on MS? Does it work on lupus? And so, does it work on neurological conditions? Does it work on skin conditions? Does it work on beauty? Does it help you to have better hair and nails? So, and the list goes on and on and on. Does it help with Parkinson's? So the answer to all of that is I would love to invite each and every one of you to send me a friend request, or come on over to the iTeraCarePro.ca website, where you can actually see testimonials. So iTeraCare is iTeraCarePro.ca, because I'm in Canada, my friends, but this thing is sold worldwide. There's distribution worldwide. And so if you're wanting a device and you live in the UK, I can get you one from the UK stockist. We can get you one ordered. I'm just a huge fan of this, because you do not need to have a medical degree in order to run it. The only contraindications with this is if you have a pacemaker, you cannot use it on the pacemaker. If you have implants, don't use it on implants. If you're pregnant, don't use it on the, don't use it on your uterus. If you're menstruating, same goes for that. And so you'll have, just kind of an opportunity to have some pretty glorious results. The most impactful one that I've seen regarding, jab injuries or, is somebody who had a movement disorder that looked like Huntington's. So great big movement disorder. And they had had major cognitive decline. They couldn't get off the couch. And this is a Canadian person who lives in Ontario. I'm in Alberta. And they couldn't go to work. So they couldn't get up off the couch. They were paralyzed, essentially. And somebody sent them a therapy device, and they started using it on this person, and he could walk again in four treatments. And so his story is absolutely amazing. You can see it and get links to that by coming over to the iTeraCarePro.ca website, or you can send me a friend request on Facebook. I'll tell you why that's a little trickier, because I'm up to probably 5,000 and more friends. So sometimes they don't let me do that. But the reason why I would want you to do that is they have great testimonial groups on this Facebook page. that you need to be invited to, though. So if you guys want to look me up, that's Leah, L-E-A-H-A. My name is spelled funny, so I'm easy to find. And last name, Mattinson. So M-A-T-T-I-N-S-O-N. You can come on over, send me a friend request. I mean, if my friend box is full, I apologize, but you can also send me an email at leahmattinson@gmail.com. I'll directly put you into that group. I'll find a way. Because in that group, there's three groups that are searchable on Facebook. So you can actually put your condition in, your symptoms, and up will pop testimonials of other people's treatments and the results that they got. So that might really help you in identifying what's going on in your own body and then kind of going down your own rabbit hole. You know, your wellness lives within you. Your historical health story lives within you. It doesn't live within anybody else. So you can kind of dive deep on those groups and get answers that I might not be able to do in a short call. So again, we're booking calls and taking orders at itericarepro.ca. So I'd love to see you over there checking out that technology and just checking out the absolutely wonderful testimonials. So again, itericarepro.ca. Come and check it out. So thanks, guys, for sending that also out to people who are struggling with health issues so that they can make their own decisions, their own health decisions. I've had so many people reaching out to me over email in particular. They don't know much about the devices, so they're just curious, like, is this scalar? It's terahertz frequency. They want to know about the devices. So there's also a bio device, which is a foot bath. We'll talk about that on the website. So come on over to itericarepro.ca. Perfect. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about some homesteading stuff that is pretty cool and exciting. The reason I'm talking about this is because I've had lots of people asking me, all right, farm girl, what's the most important thing that we need to pay attention to right now? Food security is important. I've had Dr. Ralph LaGuardia on several episodes. We've talked about his three books. And I was just down visiting my sister who has a acreage, and she's a busy woman doing wonderful things with a nice garden and animals. I won't tell too much of her story, so just to keep the privacy, but she was sharing with me this old book that she had actually got from my aunt and uncle's place. When they passed away, they had put this book into storage, and so they would have been 90, my uncle would have been 92 when he passed away, and so this book was about homesteading, and it was just a really interesting start to the book. So I wanted to share it with you because it was just so cool how this lady got started. So it says how it all began. You know, and I'm going to have to get the title of the book. Maybe I can't read this. I'm going to come back to that book title, but I need to get it from my sister. So perhaps the next episode. So instead of that, we're going to shift gears and talk about another great publication that I love. And again, if you're only watching this or listening to this on the podcast version, come on over to the masteryourlife.ca website so you can actually watch the video version. And then I will share with you this wonderful publication that I love, which is called Druthers. If I had my druthers, right? If I had my druthers, I would have some good information. It's it's informal, one's away, preference or choice. If I had my druthers, we would all know the truth. Amen to that, right? So these guys are just great. They've been putting out papers now for many, many years. And I just sort of came upon them at a meeting of people who are kind of independent-minded folks who know what's going on. And so this latest cover, you guys can come and check it out on the website. And also you can get your copy of the Druthers. You can have it sent out to your neighborhood. And even if you live in a different country, you're going to love this newspaper. So I think you can subscribe to it. So right on the front is some of our, you know, favorite, the face of one of our favorite people, which is good old Klaus Schwab. Gotta love him, right? So it says on the title of this publication, Bye-Bye Private Ownership. First, they are coming for your cars. And here in Canada, we have winter many months of the year. And, you know, you need a vehicle to get around, and you need a vehicle to go get wood and to feed your animals. And to, even if you live in the city, like the LRTs and stuff are pretty inconvenient. And in my opinion, anyway, they're not for me. So we need vehicles. If some people want to take the LRT, great, but you should have a choice, right? Everyone should have a choice about how they live their life, how they get around. But according to the World Economic Forum, I know you guys have heard this before, but it's so important just to keep saying it over and over again, because a lot of people are under a mind control program. So what the World Economic Forum says is you'll own nothing and be happy. You'll own nothing and be happy. Now look around your house right now. The things you own, I mean, not that happiness comes from the ownership of things necessarily, but it's nice to have our stuff. We work hard for it. But the World Economic Forum has demanded that world governments begin to phase out car ownership with a view to completely banning cars for everyone in the future, except people with exceptional social credit scores. So this is 2030, not too far in the future. This is not like a thousand years from now. This they're suggesting by 2030. So I'm 55 right now. I'm like, I'm having a car. There's no chance, no chance. Anyway, so let's read this. When you read between the lines regarding what they mean by that, they are clearly referring to themselves, the elite, as the only people who will be allowed to operate cars in the future. You might have thought the globalist elite were having a week from hell with 9 million people and counting across France, protesting and demonstrating and demanding the removal of the World Economic Forum puppet Emmanuel Macron. But not so. In France, they are sick to the back teeth for the former Rothschild banker and WEF global, young global leaders doing the bidding of Klaus Schwab and forcing unpopular and unconstitutional changes throughout parliament. But the globalist elite are completely shameless and are now operating with the total conviction that post-COVID, they are now in a position to rule as an authoritarian world government. According to the World Economic Forum, far too many people in the Western world own their own vehicle, and this situation must be corrected by pricing them out of the market. Well, aren't they just sweet? So this story is by Baxter Dimitri via thepeoplesvoice.tv. So I want to give him a shout out. Thank you, Baxter, for this great show, great article. So let's talk about it a little bit more. So in Davos earlier this year, Japanese journalist Masako Gana spoke to a chauffeur who drives the World Economic Forum VIPs around. Despite the WEF's policies, the chauffeur told her the elites will not let him use a plug-in car to transport VIPs, demanding good old-fashioned gas guzzlers instead. Go figure, why? Because they are better and safer than electric cars. No, really. And I'm just like, wow, wow. So anyway, the links to all these stories are here in this Druthers paper. So make sure you go online, facebook.com/druthers.net. They have an instagram.com/druthersnews, twitter.com/druthersnews, youtube.com/druthers, bitchute.com/druthers, telegram.me/druthers, rumble.com/druthers, tiktok.com/druthers news. So you can get the links for yourself, but I just want to share this because I just think these guys are so arrogant, but we're all in big trouble.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So skip forward in Dimitri's, Baxter's story here. that he just said, so the these so-called, sorry, go back here. Like, you're having reading difficulty today, Mattinson. I know, right? Too much to talk about. Okay, the pronouncement. Let's see here. It's one rule for three and another. Sorry. It's one rule for thee and another for me. While the elite are allowed to own whatever cars they want, the rest of us are being priced out of the market altogether. And make no mistake, this is an orchestrated and intentional. And we've got the receipts. In a paper published by the World Economic Forum, the Davos elite claim that the communal sharing of cars must become part of a circular approach in order to reduce global demands for precious metals and fossil fuels before cars are eventually banned altogether. You might ask what kind of world the elites have planned for us if there won't be any cars. Well, it sure as heck won't be trucks. I can guarantee you that. We have the answer for that, including all the details on the other side of this break. And it's disturbing as hell. The pronouncements of Klaus Schwab in his minions are becoming more out of touch with the reality by the day. The situation would be almost funny if the WEF hadn't penetrated the cabinets of governments all over the world with double agents doing their bidding. These so-called young global leaders receiving instructions from Davos that far too many people own private vehicles and they must be priced out of the market with massive gas price hikes. And we're living that right now. We were paying $1.45 a liter here, and now it's down to $1.29, but it's because they're trying to ease people into this summer lull of, no, just enjoy summer. But you need to be aware that it's just a game. The prices are going to be jacked right back up. So just when you think you've got a break, that's not going to last for very long. So, and look what happens. Sky high prices in the US and developed world, but Schwab isn't finished yet. As though ordinary people aren't suffering enough pain at the gas pump, Schwab is claiming the current prices are still severely underpriced. What a prince. So you guys can go on and check that all out, the links there. So first, leading democracies should agree to end the underpricing of fossil fuels, which is the principal factor preventing a clean energy transition. The underpricing associated with producing and burning coal, oil, and gas amounted to $5.9 trillion economic costs in 2020. Nearly a quarter of these losses, $1.45 trillion, occurred in 48 major and smaller democracies. The leading democracies of the G20 should collectively commit to phasing out cost and tax breaks for the production and consumption of fossil fuels. They should also phase in more efficient pricing of fossil fuels through taxes or tradable permits to cover the cost of local air pollution, global warming, and other economic damages. End quote. So what kind of world are the elites planning for us in the not-so-distant future? Here's a quick hint. Do you know that Klaus Schwab keeps a bust of Vladimir Lenin, the architect of Soviet Russian communism, on his personal bookshelf? That's right. Schwab wants to emulate his hero and do away with personal property, human rights, and private ownership. And the story goes on. But, you know, the reporters who are reporting the truth, I want you guys to check out Druthers, make sure that you're doing that, and share with your friends and family, because we've got to help more people become aware of what's going on or everything's going to be lost. Everything that you hold dear, like your freedom to go shopping when you want, your freedom to help your grandma go shopping when she wants in the icy conditions of wherever it is that you live, part of the year anyway. You know, like it's so completely evil, the amount of takeover that there's been. And it's so, it's affecting almost everybody I know in one way or another. Our life has become so weird that most of us are, you know, in shock a lot of the time. So we're just going, like, how did that just happen? Why are people actually believing this? Like, it's so shocking that somebody would just sign up for this or think that it's okay to do to do these things. But the price of people who steal vehicles here from Canada and then sell them across the border into the States because there's no, you know, vehicles there. It's increasing criminal activity. There's all kinds of other things that are connected to this, breaking people from their normal lives. And so, our ability to have a vehicle and to drive was a rite of passage for a lot of us. I can remember in Alberta, where I grew up, we could get our learner's permit at 14 and drive when we were 16. And so I've been driving a lot of years. And the whole idea that my grandchildren wouldn't have the same right to and responsibility, because it's a responsibility to have a vehicle and to operate a vehicle. But it gave me the freedom and mobility to have my first jobs. It gave me the freedom and mobility to help around the farm. It gave legally. So there might have been some, you know, driving around the yard before that, that was, you know, just part of farm life. So, but participating, getting my first job, I could drive to my first job, going to university, going to other classes, taking my younger siblings, sibling elsewhere, taking some of the parenting burden off mom and dad, you know, just pitching in, helping, being able to go to community events and participate because we lived about 8 miles out of town, you know, so I wasn't going to jog in the winter to participate in those things. But arrogantly enough, I did hear somebody say this week from a Canadian, it was a Canadian MP, that he said, well, I was riding my bike up to the hill and thinking about the climate and how we could make this climate change stuff be so much more awesome. And so I thought you are, I don't know, do you drive a car or do you ride your bike to the hill to your taxpayer job? And do you have children? Like, do you have a real life, like where you're at? Do you get snow? Are you going to ride your bike to work in the snow? So it's just, but it's the dystopia that everybody just get too used to the idea of being able to walk where you can and ride your bikes. But when that doesn't work out, then, you know, you can mage yourself. So just, it's okay, people. It's just okay. I know you're thinking, you know, Leah, you're so used to be a lot more roses and sunshine. 100%. It's true. But I'm fiercely battling for my own life, my kids' lives, my grandchildren's lives. And I just want to share that with you, that I hope that you're all finding people that are strong-willed and encouraging you to know the truth and to not accept it, to go, do I actually want to live with this reality? And, you know, maybe it's... there's lots of people who are waking up to this. I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by the number of people who are going, you know, I don't feel that good. And I think it's because I actually took one of those jabs. And, you know, people, Dr. William Mackus, I've had him on the show at least 4 times, you know, and he has a great column on Substack. Check out these guys on Substack as well. Dr. William Mackus and also Dr. Ralph LaGuardia, just get on Substack, support some of these people who are telling the truth about things. Dr. Mackus reveals, you know, the died suddenly stats from not just Alberta, not just Canada, but worldwide. So you can see pilots died suddenly, doctors died suddenly, young doctors died suddenly. So these are people who are top of their game, great physical condition, elite athletes, moms, you know, miscarriages, people not even being able to get pregnant, all kinds of just horrific stuff that is being revealed in these podcasts. So please be sure to come to the masteryourlife.ca website so you can watch some of those former episodes. Be sure to come to the iteracarepro.ca website so that you can check out some healing products that might help you and your loved ones to recover from all kinds of the shenanigans that's been going on for decades. Don't get me started on medications. Like, oh my God, people have been told to take medication for everything. And now everyone's suffering so much in their bodies. So, but the healing up this stuff, I think is possible. First of all, getting right with ourselves and going, all right, what am I doing to contribute to this dystopia? What are the things that I'm doing in my own life? Am I afraid to stand up for myself? Because it's not too late to get courage, and it's not late to, I can't say the other thing, but, you know, get a set for you men. It's not too late to do that. And it's more important than ever that men do. We need men to be strong and manly. Did I say that? I did. I said it right out loud. Watch the mail come in saying, should men really be manly? Is that, it's like, yes, they should. They should be good, but they should be manly also. So I want to share also from Druthers. So you guys are going to check out druthers.net, www.druthers.net, and you are going to find on the back page something so much fun, right? So I'm into the fun today, sharing the fun with you. So this is called the Absurdity Observer, some of the most absurd things that have happened in recent weeks. So I just want to share a couple of these because I think we have to find a way to find the humor in this sickness and then to go, okay, now what am I going to do about that information? So some of the most absurd things that have happened in recent weeks. So this is the May 2023 edition, page 12 of Druthers. So after months of denial, the FDA confirms graphene oxide is in fact found in the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Interesting. This information comes from Pfizer documents the FDA attempted to keep confidential and sealed for 75 years. 75 years. The documents were ordered released by the U.S. federal court after a group of scientists and medical researchers sued the FDA under FOIA. The study released in the FDA as 125742_S1_M4_4.2.1VRVTR10741.PD, end quote, noted that graphene oxide is indeed used in the manufacturing process as it is the vital component needed to stabilize the vaccine's lipid nanoparticles. Vital component. Number two, Canada gives Volkswagen over $13 billion. They just keep printing the money. In the biggest corporate welfare payout. And was that a Freudian slip? All right. Canada gives Volkswagen over $13 billion in the biggest corporate welfare payout in modern Canadian history. The federal government has pledged $13 billion in grants to subsidies for Volkswagen to build Canada's largest EV battery plant in St. Thomas, Ontario. The government claims that 3,000 direct jobs and 30,000 indirect jobs will be created as a result. CBC tweeted that they are less than 70% government-funded after social media giant Twitter labeled their account government-funded media. CBC reports a measly $1.24 billion in government funding in its 2021-2022 annual report. Holy Toledo. All right, so I'm going to just read one last one because we're out of time. What out of time? So, there's just so much here. All right. It's official. NIH did indeed fund gain of function coronavirus research at the Wuhan lab. Officials no longer have plausible deniability. On April 26th, Judicial Watch announced it's received 552 pages of records from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services through an FOIA request. The documents included the initial grant application and annual reports to the NIH from EcoHealth Alliance, describing the aim of its work with the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China to create mutant viruses to better predict the capacity of our COVs, coronaviruses, to infect people. What? Go to church. You guys, stop opening up the science labs because you're evil. I don't even know what to say about that. All right, you guys, I love you all. I'm out of time for this episode. Be sure to check out the healing information at iteracarepro.ca. Come and check out the Druthers news. Thank you, the Druthers people, for helping me out with the information for this podcast. And be sure to come to the masteryourlife.ca website so that you can access former interviews, which cannot be played on YouTube because they will be struck in. I love you all. Love each other. Mind your minds. That's all for me. Bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.